Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the not-so-wee hours of the PM. Or as I'm going to start saying now, it's the AM somewhere, so I'm still coming at you in the dark side of the AM. I'll be your tour guide this afternoon as we'll take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet, a forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions, and I implore you to check it out. I'm live streaming right now on my own platform. So yeah, go to AnomicAge.com. And you can watch me there live. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. It's the best way you can support me to program, to channel, and all that I do. So I will underscore this sentiment again. Please consider becoming a patron. I encourage you to donate if you can. And if you can, do no more. Share the links, like all the likes, and subscribe to all the subscriptions. I know if you're listening to me, I guarantee, to quote the old school Cajun chef, you got a social media somewhere. You've got some access to other humans somewhere. You can write my name on a bathroom wall if you want to. Please don't do that. That might be a little bit uncomfortable. But you can. Yeah, you know, talk about it at the water cooler. Hey, I know this guy. It's a pretty crazy show. It's called The Anomic Age. He discusses stuff and things and topics. And he actually, gets into it a little bit. So, yeah, you can share the links, like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. And, of course, free iPhone app, free Android app. Subscribe by email link. And, of course, the free newsletter as well. You just got to sign up for it there at the bottom of your screen. This is going to be under videos. It is an information breakdown segment. But we got plenty of those full-fledged guests-included portions of the show. We got some coming up, too. I've just kind of been taking a break from the guests. Just because. We'll just leave it at that. Nevertheless, here I am and there you are. You didn't come here to talk about that. You came here to talk about this. Consensual American suicide cult. That's the title of tonight's episode. Consensual American suicide cult. That's exactly what it is, folks. That's exactly what it is. And I know that I just got finished doing a show just a few moments ago. And someone out there is going, man, I can't believe you're doing another show. We don't want to hear anymore. We don't want to hear that right now. We just want to sit back, relax with our proper American brews and just sit around like a big old fat piece of trash smoking our weed and watching some sports and thinking about our favorite shows and the like. But here I am to destroy the normal that you live under. So, Yeah, that's what the title of the episode is, Consensual American Suicide Cult. And that's exactly what it is. It's hard for me to really come to grips with this, but apparently it's even harder for the American people to come to grips with it. The fact that we are in this morass that we are actually in right now. That's where we are at, people. It is nothing short of a suicide cult. I don't know how they've convinced us all to go along with the suicide pact. And I say all because that does not include you, the listener. That does not include the American people, the global citizenry at large. I know there's people out there that are fighting the power that are not going along with the gag, but I would also suggest that you are in the minority. You're in the minority. You just are. I just can't say it any other way. So, unfortunately, that is the insanity that we live in. That's just what's up. I'm trying to make sure I can pull this up here. I don't know if I can. We'll see. If not, we'll go in a different direction. This doesn't bother me. There we go. Oh, my gracious goodness sakes alive. I knew it was available and possible and feasible for me to pull this video up to try to break things up a little bit. I'll lighten the mood, and I'll show you a little bit of the street view from San Francisco. What is that old stupid hippie song about flowers in your hair? Yeah, I much prefer the anti-Nowhere League Streets of London. Let me take you through the streets of London, and you'll see some horrible stuff in San Francisco. I'm probably saying that the streets of London are not this bad. This is an American tradition of just decimation. I would say the streets of London are probably full of, how do I say this nicely, migrants, you know, chopping people with machetes and rape and murder and pillage and that sort of thing. But here in the old, good old U.S. of A., land of the sheep, home of the slave, well, we got this. And I'll show this for you. This is audio off. This is just streets of San Francisco. I wish they'd gone a little slower here. But I think you kind of get the gag here. I hope I'm not making somebody sick a la Blair Witch Project, because this is moving a little fast for me. A little fast. But you're getting it, folks. This is the streets of San Francisco. This is it. This is land of the sheep, home of the brave. This is the consensual suicide cult of the red, white, and blue. This is just one manifestation of it. This is what's going on in your communist-run strongholds across this nation. This is happening in New York. This is happening in Atlanta. This is happening here. This is happening in Charlotte. This is happening in Olympia, Washington. This is happening in Portland. It's all over the place, folks. If you would plug into your old search engine, communist strongholds. Well, don't say that. That wouldn't ring a bell. Just align yourself and put one of those aforementioned or fill in your own. Communist-run bleep holes all across this land of opportunity. And you will see the manifestation of various incarnations of the consensual American suicide cult. Because that's what it is. That's what we got going on 8 days a week and twice on Sunday. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. I'm going into verse a la Dr. Seuss, but it ain't funny, folks. It's not. This is just one manifestation of it. I watched The Deer Hunter recently. I must say I've never seen that movie until recently, but it's very disturbing. Very disturbing, to say the least. It gets a little slow in parts, but very disturbing, to say the least. And excuse me. Oh, man. Excuse me. But nevertheless, it's very disturbing. And I'm trying to get... Good grief. There we go. That's his name, Christopher Walken. I couldn't think of it, and there it is. At the end there, and I'm spoiling it for you, but one of the primary characters, Christopher Walken, kills himself in the end. It's horrible. It's grotesque. And then juxtapose that to the end of the movie, post-funeral, they're all sitting around a bar, just like I said before. Everybody's drunk, high, and stuck on stupid because they're trying to obfuscate the reality of their surroundings. To quote a little Fishbone lyrics, the reality of your surroundings, yeah. So people are trying to numb themselves to the reality of their surroundings. They're trying to obfuscate the reality of what's going down. So they're sitting around the bar, about to have a couple drinks, and the song comes on. God bless America. Yeah. I could be mistaken. I don't think it's God Bless America. It's a... Oh, my goodness. I'm blanking. I cannot believe this. But a patriotic song comes on. And everybody is still stuck in that death there. And they're stuck in everything that they just had to go through. And I mean, it's hard to talk about this, really, but they begin all singing the patriotic hymn, the song there. And it just juxtaposes those two realities. They're still buying into the suicide cults. And to a large extent, that's just a mirror, a manifestation that was talking about the Vietnam War in that era. And here we are in 2023, and there's so many different manifestations of the suicide cult. There's still people going along with the gag, like this is somehow good and noble and righteous and have heart and patriotic, and we're killing for killing's sake. No, we're killing for big government's sake. We're killing for corporation's sake. We're killing to keep the death machine a-rolling. The military-industrial complex, the 1960 Eisenhower speech, that little snippet in and of itself is what we're doing, folks. So if you look at it through that one isolated lens of the American suicide cult, there's that. But wait, there's more. Because if you think that's the only manifestation of the suicide cult, you have not been reading your hymnals, folks. The American suicide cult transcends war now because they've got us to consensually kill ourselves. How, you might be asking yourself, John? Well, let me run it down for you a little quick and dirty and easy because I'm going to try to keep this in a shorter frame. They're killing us via the vaccines. Remember, even before the COVID psyop, the vaccines were causing autism. Dr. Wakefield and so many others, the white papers showing you that it was on a higher level killing black young boys, giving them autism. I'm saying killing them with a synonymous tone, which is not actually killing them, but for... I don't want to say that. It's mentally damaging them. I'll say that in a different frame of context here, because I don't want to say that it is killing people. The COVID vaccine is killing people. The other stuff, the MMR, that's mentally arresting your development. I'll just say it that way to make it a little bit more palatable. Nevertheless, sign on up, folks. Uncle Sam wants you as a member of the consensual American suicide cult. Come on in. Bring your kids. Bring them on in here. Oh, they're a few months old? Well, it's the perfect time to sign them on up for the American consensual suicide cult. It's going to be great. Chemtrails, anyone? Whatever are they spraying on us, Well, we know the barium, that's just the lighter side of things, pun intended. But there's also much more. The 5G, are you giving your kids a little tablets, devices, and so forth? Are you rewiring their brain? Is there these little infants? Oh, let's give them this phone so we can go play on our phone. Let's just give them this device so we can get drunk, high, and stuck on stupid in front of the TV. Signing them up. Come on down. Uncle Sam wants you to join the consensual American suicide cult. Step right up, folks. Suicide for sale. To paraphrase a little Dead Kennedys for you. And then maybe you don't want to do that, but hey, you got to eat, right? Of course you do, unless you have your own farm and are self-sustaining. Come on down to the grocery. we got some GMO for you. Oh, you're going to get organic fruits? Well, you better not get the organic fruits with the peel on them, right? That's Bill Gates' love message for you. You want some GMO corn? Oh, well, I don't eat corn on the cob. Well, do you have cereal? Do you have virtually anything else on the marketplace right now that comes in a box? A bag? Or an otherwise packaged product? Well, you're having some corn. If you're not, you're having some GMO soy. If you're not, you're having yourself a little GMO sugar. Azúcar es muy bueno por la cuerpa, ¿no? Of course it is. It's perfect for you. Step right on up, folks, and join the consensual American suicide cult. Yeah. Channeling my inner Gerald Celente here. I love when he sings like that. But wait, there's more, because someone out there is going, well, I've got my own farm. I'm not doing that. Well, you're drinking water, right? They got you covered on all bases, folks. They've got you covered six ways from Sunday here. Because maybe you're not doing that, but you got your water. Well, unless you got several filters, a reverse osmosis, a Berkey, or something even more crazy. Then you're sipping on the tap water. Well, I don't drink that. I don't drink the tap water, but occasionally I go out to dinner. Well, guess what? What do you think they're cooking the food in? What do you think your tea is coming in? What do you think the ice is? It's tap water. So you're still getting the goodies. You're getting the glyphosates. You're getting that runoff, the estrogen mimickers. You're getting the endocrine disruptors. Step right up, folks. You too can join the consensual American suicide cult. It's going to be great. I don't do any of that, but I'm a man, you know. And what's more important to a man than his lawn? Ooh, the lawn is a mark of masculinity. Sure, I let my wife run things. Sure, I don't have any so-so anywhere. Sure, I bow down to everyone. I put the right square in my social media. But I don't let them stop me from my lawn work, because that's oh so important. Make sure you spray some glyphosate down. So that way you'll make sure to give everybody cancer. Yeah, let the kids go out there and play, and you can bask and tip your hat and stiff upper lip and chin nod to the neighbors. Look at my lawn, baby. It's smooth, ain't it? Ooh, it looks like a golf course in my backyard. Come on out here and play, kiddies. I'm dying to give you cancer. I'm dying to sign you up for the consensual American suicide cult. Oh, boy. It's going to be great. Oh, I forgot to mention the atrazine. You know, the stuff that turns the frickin' frogs gay? Yeah, that's not a lie. It's finally come to fruition. Or I should say, come to the prayer view of the American morons. Well, Alex Jones said that was conspiracy. But RFK Jr. said, now I know it's real. Finally, we're seeing the estrogen mimicking the atrazine. The endocrine disruptors, yeah, you're drinking that if you're drinking your tap water. But that's okay, though, because you're a big, tough man. You're an American man. You got your nice lawn. You got your big jacked-up truck with some of those prosthetic testes on the back. Because what you lack for internally, you can mask up and pop your collar externally. Look at the big testicles on my truck. Man, I'm a man. It's crazy, ain't it? So step right up, folks. You can join the consensual American suicide cult. That's what we've been doing, folks. How many children have we allowed to be murdered since Roe versus Wade? Over 60 million. I mean, we're actually up to about 65, but we'll just get conservatively. We don't want to get fact-checked into falsities. 60 million babies we've sacrificed to Moloch. Because we believe the hype. It's just a clump of cells. It's not real. It ain't a real baby. It's just a couple cells together. So it's perfectly feasible to suck it out, blow it out, and sell its organs, baby. It's the consensual American suicide cult because we've allowed ourselves to be brainwashed into believing that life ain't life. It's kind of like that previous episode, the redefining of the America, the redefining of the vernacular. The war on language, the linguistic warfare that we've allowed to take place, and in proxy, the mental warfare that we have absorbed within ourselves. Because we look at all this graphic violence in the movies and all the fear porn they put all over the news and the media and the television and the streaming platforms. But we can't figure out the cognitive dissonance. We can't realize that we have learned helplessness. We have normalcy bias. Because everything I just said is what just happens and goes on. Well, it's okay. It's all right. Eat some GMO once in a while. What's the worst that can happen? It's okay. Once in a while, I'll just sip on some GMO. I mean, where in the bleep do we get off with this mess? I just don't understand. People may as well just have a bowl of cyanide. Everybody should just do this, I think. Get themselves some poison. Pick your poison. I mean, that's what you're doing literally anyway. You're picking your poison. When you make choices at the store, when you choose to do X, Y, or Z, you're picking a poison. So we may as well do it literally with a bottle of cyanide. Pick your poison. Well, that's my cheat day. It's all right for me to go ahead and have some cyanide today. It's been a couple days since I sipped on some cyanide cider. Yeah, well, you know, it's the game. I'm going to nibble on some rat poison over here. It's what we do in America. You know, it proves our mettle. It shows how tough we are to just bite down on a couple of rat poison cakes from time to time. That's what we do. After all, we wouldn't be part of the consensual suicide cult if we didn't do that. Would we? Oh, yeah. Well, if you don't do any of that, well, let's send your kid to public school. Because after all, it's free. We paid for it with our tax dollars. And by God, we're going to get something for it. We're going to send our kids to the public indoctrination center. K-12 indoctrination, college university weaponization. For 12 years, you too can consensually be land-blasted with every form, faction of suicide known to man. Remember after the PSYOP of the Columbine PSYOP? Remember that? Then they started having suicide training in schools. And what did that lead to? That led to more suicides. It led to the cult of bunk that we're in now, where you have these asinine school shootings. Well, I'm upset. I'm going to take my rifle to school and start doing some killing. I feel bad about myself. It's time to do some self-harm at home. I'll do some cutting. Oh, for goody-goody attention, maybe I'll start taking extra aspirin. Why not? It's a consensual American suicide cult. Step right on up. All that is just the norm. All that is our current society. I'm a bit more animated than usual because I think this requires, it necessitates, it demands more animation. Anything to shake people out of their malaise. Anything to stop you from willingly killing yourself. Please. I mean, we discussed this last episode with the Edward Bernays, Torches of Freedom. Let's get them women to smoking because it ain't enough to kill off the men folk. Oh, we can do that with war. We'll have a new trivial war every 10 years because we'll roll out another false flag. But that's not enough. We need to kill them women, too. Torches of Freedom time. Show your patriotism, women. Show your mettle, your heart. Show that you ain't going to let them menfolk push you around. The right to vote's not enough. You've got to smoke, too, baby. Don't worry, in a couple more years, you can kill your baby legally. Step right on up. We've rebranded murder as health care, so you can come on up and get rid of that small clump of cells within your womb. It's no big deal. It's the consensual American suicide cult. Bask in it. Bathe in it. Bathe in the blood of the innocent. Bathe in the blood of your own demise. Jim Jones has got nothing on us. We allowed our cities to be shut down. We allowed ignoramus boobs to tell us we have to walk 6 feet apart. March in line like a real old stooge and wear your mask too. Don't worry, can't see your loved ones. If they're sick in the hospital, forget about it. You're not going to get to see them, folks. Last few minutes of life, forget about it. Maybe you can Skype them. Maybe you can Skype your parents, the people that gave birth and life to you. Whoa. We'll just have to Skype you as you die because, you know, we wouldn't want to get sick or break the rules or anything. And then under this auspice of consensual suicide, then you can consensually just allow doctors to put them on ventilators, give them good old love medicine. Yeah. And then they'll die. I mean, this is Dr. Kevorkian times 1,000. I remember when the Kevorkian thing came out and people were kind of up in arms about that. What? This is Dr. Kevorkian's dream, people. This is Mengele's fantasy hour. Hitler is not rolling over his grave. He's doing jumping jacks in his grave, which, of course, is in South America, because that's where he went to after World War II. He didn't die in the bunker anymore, and I, you know, cut my face off. Now, it's a consensual suicide pact, folks. It's the consensual American suicide cult. That's where we're at. That's where we are going to stay, apparently. And you know, unless you wake up, really, that's kind of what it boils down to. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there, and I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.